The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
What's been really cool about this holiday season is we've gotten to see just how big the Burt Show's family's heart is. But I hope you still have some room to hold space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity, because Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo are reacting to that viral clip that just got so much traction over the last couple of weeks on social media, where Ariana and Cynthia are in this interview, and this interviewer starts going on this very sweet and emotional question. She starts saying, you know, people are really holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity. And she would later explain that she wasn't finished with her question, but Cynthia Erivo, for whatever reason, just gets so touched by her saying that people are holding space for the lyrics that she starts to get kind of emotional. She's like, I didn't know people were doing that. That's what I wanted. And it's kind of an uncomfortable moment. That's why it's going viral, because it looks like she's making this really big deal out of what is seemingly just a small statement about people, you know, really just feeling emotional about those lyrics.
The depth of emotion and intelligence that each and every one on this cast seems to have whenever they're talking about Wicked could either be very off-putting, or you could put yourself right in the center of it.
Right.
It's a lot.
So I think in this specific moment, it was kind of the penultimate experience to be like, ah, yes, theater people feel things really deeply. But Ariana Grande was actually with the people on this, because in this new interview with Variety, she actually said that in this moment, she was like, I don't know what's going on.
She said something that meant something to her. It meant something totally different to you.
Yes.
And then she tried to kind of get somewhere else.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing was, I remember in the moment asking myself, am I okay? Did I not hear something? And I was like, cause she looks like she's about to cry again. And yeah. I'm gonna grab this, cause I think you might need something.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the tapping was about. But that
tension,
happened.
Tension.
That Rays happened. Tension. Yeah, that Rays happened. I was like, oh, something's happening.
She had said that she was seeing it because she was in queer media.
You know, I am in queer media.
And I was like, I honestly didn't know what that meant. And am I also in queer media?
Yeah.
Maybe?
We are, great.
Work. Let's both be there.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I just am glad. I feel really relieved that the world had the same experience with this moment that I did. Because I felt like, oh, I'm not broken.
Yeah, so basically she's like, I was feeling the exact same thing that everybody else was feeling in that moment. But you know when people kind of start having a reaction and you're not having that same knee-jerk feeling and you start to go, oh my God, is there something wrong with me? Like,
right.
Do I not have like the same kind of empathy for this specific subject? Am I not as human as everyone else? So I think Ariana's kind of like, oh, thank God everyone else is having the same out-of-body experience that I was having when this question was about to be asked.
It was so funny watching everybody try to decipher what the hell holding space meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got there.
Yeah. And now it's this fun like saying that people have. Like, you know, we can kind of be like, we're really holding space for that. And it's become, as Cynthia Erivo would later describe in this interview, she's like, I love that it's becoming vernacular for people.
Yeah.
Like, we can put it on t-shirts and kind of make fun of it. But in the moment, you know, it meant a lot to her. All right. The Disney influencer community is outraged after one of their own died at a recent holiday food event. So this is heartbreaking. This all has to do with influencer Dominique Brown. She's an influencer that's known as, of course, somebody who's really enthusiastic about Disney, but she also co-created an Instagram account called Black Girl Disney that pushed for more representation in the Disney influencer space. So she's done a lot of really great work for the Disney influencers. But at a recent event in Los Angeles that was hosted by a company called Box Lunch, she passed away after she experienced an allergic reaction. So she reportedly told the staff, hey, I have this food allergy. It's really severe. I'm assuming she could say, I could die if I consume it. And the staff if I consume it. And the staff apparently was like, no, it's not in it. You're fine. Here's the food. Take it. And so she consumes it, immediately knows that something's wrong, says that she needs to be taken to the hospital. And 911 was immediately called, but I don't think she even made it to the hospital. That's how severe the reaction is. And so now everyone in this influencer space is absolutely outraged how this could happen. You know, you do all the right things. And I think we've seen this recently and other things that have happened, like that Lake and Riley thing that happened in Athens, where you do all the right things. You know, you run in the daylight, or you tell people that you have a severe allergy and you could pass away from it. And still you do all those things and you end up with the worst case scenario. scenario. So people are absolutely outraged on social media about this.
Please tell me the family is going after that company that gave her that food.
So the company that held the event is called Box Lunch, but they, I'm assuming, outsourced like catering at the event space. So Box Lunch has spoken out and said that they're absolutely devastated by the passing of her. But we haven't heard from the catering, which I'm assuming it's because they're going to be in a huge lawsuit.
They're liable for sure.
Massive lawsuit.
That's horrible.
All right, Jay-Z and Diddy are publicly responding after a civil lawsuit accused them both of harming a 13-year-old girl. We're going to get into it on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
That is a jarring story, man. That was jaw-dropping yesterday. And I think we're trying to be sensitive if you have kids in the car. But next Entertainment Buzz, we're going to have to cover that one.
For sure.
The Burt Show.